McDonald's is more famous than Jesus. This is according to new research. A poll was taken, and the Golden Arches logo was recognised by more people worldwide than the Christian cross.
Really?
And I believe what could be a possible compromise here would be to combine a church and a McDonald's. So you've kind of got the all one-encompassing Big Mac and prayer time thing happening.
How would that work, though, Mick?
Well, take us through it.
Okay. Well, your church, as you're approaching it, has got the big golden T right out the front.
Of course, as usual, you've got your drive-through section. You just place your order and then drive to the second window where you get your body of Christ in a bag and a large blood of Christ. Make sure to get a straw, because it can be a bugger when you're driving, can't it?
You know
when you got your blood of Christ between the knees, and next thing you know, the lid's popped off, blood of Christ everywhere. You look and you go, it's all ice. I've been ripped off. Other things you could do, the church should also have an adventure playground. Kiddies could amuse themselves by nailing each other to the big cross, see how long they could stay behind the big rock, try and divide some fish so there's enough for all of them. No miracles required there. Just give them a fillet of fish and there'll be plenty left over for everyone. Stone tablets for lessons, you could hand them out, as McDonald's do. The only real break with tradition in this case is the stone tablet won't be between two sesame seed buns. Instead of an in-store appearance by a jolly clown with red hair and yellow pants, just get a bearded bloke in a sheet bleeding from the forehead and all the kids get to stone him. If you can't find an available supply of rocks anywhere, you could just get some hot apple pies. One of those to the noggin and you'll be unconscious for days. You got your figurines of the three wise men, your disciple of month photo on the wall. And here's something, a special event every so often, a restaging of the Last Supper. You got Jesus at the table and he's telling all his disciples that one of them is going to betray him. Then you move along the table and you see Luke, John, Paul, and then down the very end, you see the Hamburglar. And let me just say at this point, Jesus won't need to remind everyone present to keep their eyes on their fries.